More of Lake Effect now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. Matt Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record, which he and fellow co-founder Tyler Moss describe as an online source for music, culture, and gentle sarcasm. And among the many cultural things Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. Matt is the curator of that list, and since August, he's joined Lake Effect at the end of the month to share with us a sample of what he's been listening to. We call it Milwaukee Music Roundup, and Matt joins Lake Effect's Bonnie North in the studio for their final roundup of 2019.
Hello, Matt Wild. It's great to see you.
Well, hello. It's great to be seen. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's as always. And we have reached the end of 2019.
How about that?
How about that? It is the 31st of December, and we're going out with a bang. We've got some really good music this month.
Lest you think the Milwaukee music scene, you know, take some time off in December. They do not.
They don't.
The scene just keeps on trucking.
Yeah. So you've got some really good things to share this month. Starting again, I know two of the four bands, and this is not one of them.
Oh,
Reyna.
Oh wow, Reyna. I'm surprised.
I don't, and I'm ashamed to admit that.
No, that's all right. Well, let me fill you in on the wonderfulness that is Reyna. Reyna is two sisters, Victoria and Gabriella. And they've been playing for about 8 years now, I would say. They were previously known as Vic and Gab.
I know them as that.
There we go.
There we go. Okay. They I thought the voices sounded familiar to me.
Yep. They've been around, I think. Yeah, I think their
they
first
played
album
in the studio.
Was probably like 2012 or something like that. They released a couple records as Vic and Gab. And they were kind of this like bouncy, jangly indie pop. And around 2016, I think, they rebranded themselves as Reyna, which I believe means queen.
It does.
And they've kind of refashioned themselves into this very glittery, very high production kind of dance pop, electro dance pop.
I was going to say synth pop.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, they're fantastic at it. And like I said, they've been doing this for about 3 years now. They've been Reyna and have yet to release a quote-unquote proper EP or LP, but they have released a handful of singles, and each one is just more fantastic than the last. And it's at this point, you know, they're just kind of like, you feel like they could kind of toss off these big, giant electro songs like in their sleep. They've gotten so good at it. And so the latest one that they just released that we'll be listening to is called Clueless. I believe it takes a little of its inspiration from the 90s film Clueless, Alicia Silverstone. And like I said, like their previous releases, this is a big, bold, high production song. And at this point, like I said, they're just tossing these off left and right. So I think they do plan to have a quote unquote proper release in 2020. So look for that. In the meantime, here's Reyna with Clueless.
I know I let you down. Sorry.
Reyna, for Lake Effect listeners who know them as Vic and Gab, because we've had them in the studio before, that's who they are, Reyna with Clueless. And it's just very catchy and wonderful stuff.
Yep, and you know, if you want to see them live, they do play out often, so look for their name.
Well, this next band you have is another one who's played in the studio in some iteration or other, and that is Field Report.
Field Report, yes.
Yeah.
Christopher Porterfield as the main driver behind Field Report. And a very always moving forward, always kind of reinventing himself just a little at a time. I think that's always been fascinating about Chris and what he's doing. And the end of 2019 has been pretty busy for him. He released two EPs that had songs from his previous LP, as Field Report, that name of that LP was Summertime Songs. And that was this very big, glossy, very lush production. And now he's released two EPs of very pared-down acoustic versions of songs from that album, which, depending on my mood, you know, it's sometimes I prefer the big production. Sometimes I really do like these two new EPs that he's released.
This is kind of stripped down.
This is very stripped down. And now, on top of that, not to be outdone, he's started his kind of launched his own record label, which these EPs are part of. And he's released a brand new song, which will be the one we'll be listening to now. It's called Breathe. And this is different again, just a little bit different from it's not the super glossy production. It's not completely stripped down, but it's definitely a Field Report song, but with all these kind of very strange jazzy flourishes kind of tossed in there. There's some saxophone. There's some percussion. It's really, really interesting. Who knows if this is pointing the way toward what he'll be up to in 2020, but I hope so, because I really do like this track. And it's a Field Report with Breathe.
You try to reason with the bolted door. When you get lost in your mind at night, who you are and were before.
Chris Porterfield, otherwise known as Field Report, with a brand new tune called Breathe. And yeah, you're right. That is not like anything else I've ever heard him perform.
Yeah. And like I said, one of the things I really like about him is always kind of tweaking the formula a little bit. And he's another musician that's been around now since, for quite a while. I think probably 2012 was the first Field Report record, too. So it's great to see him kind of constantly moving forward.
Yeah. Well, now here comes the band that it turns out the only one I didn't know in the list, and that is Brat Sounds.
Brat Sounds, yes.
And they're great.
Oh, good. Yes,
I really love this, too.
I'm glad you enjoy the Brat Sounds. And it's not Brat Sounds, which I think I spent a couple of years calling them Brat Sounds. It is not Brat Sounds. It's Brat Sounds. This is a band that kind of rose from the ashes of an old band called Dinny Bulka, who were around a number of years ago. Brat Sounds released their debut LP in 2014, I think. Then they had a follow-up in 2015. And then they've been quiet for a few years. And now suddenly at the end of 2019, here they are again after recording some new tracks in the basement of the lead singer's place. His name is Scott Carey. And they have a new record. It's called Bad Luck. And this is the kind of indie rock record that doesn't get a lot of attention these days. It's easy to overlook something like this because there's nothing, terribly exciting about the production. There's no exciting backstory about it. It's just a couple guys with some guitars got down in the basement and wrote some terrific songs. And I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for that. And
the song
we're going to listen to. I'm just a sucker for these kind of just slow, kind of sad, kind of almost kind of miserable songs that just make me feel sad.
But beautifully miserable, Matt.
Beautifully.
And beautifully miserable.
The song we're going to listen to is called Motor Trend. And yeah, this is, I think, the song that is currently scoring my kind of the end of the year, winter, just kind of bleak. But it's sad, but beautiful and lovely. So yeah, it's called Motor Trend. The band is called Brat Sounds. The album is called Bad Luck.
I can see me in your motor trend, or I can see you on the battlefield. I can see the fading in your eye. So let's hope it's not a wasted on the precious little time that we have. I can see the look in your father's face. Neither of you knew how it could all change. So let's hope it's not a wasted.
The Brat Sounds with Motor Trend from their new album, Bad Luck. And, you know, I love how sort of lo-fi it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just got this kind of, there's just a little bit of an edge in the recording process and what they did. And it's a great song.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely has a DOI feel. Like I said, recorded in the basement. I believe the band members kind of traded off instruments. Whoever was good at whatever instrument for that particular track, they just went with that. So very DIY feel.
Very cool. Well, we're wrapping up with a blast from the past. Very, very different from the sound of Brat Sounds. And that's the Haskells. And anyone who grew up here and is of a certain age will know who they are.
Yes, this is definitely stretching the definition of new Milwaukee music.
Exactly, because I asked you before we turned on the mics, I said, wait, are they back together? And you said no.
No.
No, they're not.
This is the long-lost full-length album from a Milwaukee punk band, the Haskells. It was recorded in October 1979, so about 40 years ago, and was never released, was just kind of sat in a vault somewhere and gathered dust. The band broke up soon after this was recorded. I'm not even sure this was ever intended to really be a record. It just kind of, the tapes just sat there for 40 years until a legendary, in his own right, Milwaukee musician and music writer, Clancy Carroll. He was the one that really put a lot of effort into cleaning this all up, to saving this, basically to finding it, to restoring it, put a lot of work into making it, listenable. That this, you know, it's not demos, it's not just this rough thing, it's this, you know, relatively polished record that sounds like it could have been released in 1979. It could have been a new record at the time. And even the album cover, which, you know, looks like it was released back then.
It does. They're young and they're standing. It's a certain kind of photo that was on albums a lot. Then.
Yeah. So yeah. It's this pretty incredible blast from the past. This is a band that ever since I've been in Milwaukee, I've always heard of. People have talked about all the time. And a band that I really didn't know a lot about, what they sounded like, because I think at least the original lineup had maybe one single release, like a 45, and that was it. So this is a big find and a big lost gem. And hats off to Clancy for putting this together. And it's just a terrific listen. So if you're interested in the history of Milwaukee music, if you're interested in the history of punk music, this is just a hidden gem that has been unearthed. And the song we're going to listen to, very appropriately, is called Liberace Is Coming.
The Haskells from 1979, Liberace Is Coming. And yes, perfect for New Year's Eve. What a great way to wrap up 2019.
Yeah, some new stuff, some old stuff.
That's new.
All of it. Yeah, some old that's new again. It's new is old is new. It's there you go.
So there you go. Well, Happy New Year, Matt Wild.
Well,
thank you. I am looking forward to continuing this in 2020. Whatever is coming up in January, I know it's going to be great. So
well, thanks for having me this year. And this is great. And yeah, looking forward to 2020.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month, he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup, and he talks with Lake Effect's Bonnie North about a few of those songs. You can find Wild's full list at wuwm.com.